welcome to a Friday night edition of Area High School Basketball at 6:10. Our current temperature 20 degrees, and tonight's game featuring Putnam at Green City is being brought to you by Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis. And now, let's take you down to Green City, Missouri for tonight's broadcast with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome everybody to Green City High School, home of the Gophers. And tonight, it's the girls and the boys, the Putnam County Lady Midgets and the Green City Lady Gophers, and, of course, the boys to follow. Let's take a look at the starting lineup first for Green City. It'll be Brittany Jeffries. She's a 5'2 sophomore. Sierra Ballinger, a 5'7 senior. Lily Helton, 5'5 a freshman. Maddie Lunsford, 5'2, a senior, and Celeste Hathan, a 5'3, and a senior. So Brittany Jeffries, Sierra Ballinger, Lily Helton, Maddie Lunsford, and Celeste Hathan, the Lady Gophers, go 5'2, 5'7, 5'5, 5'2, and 5'3, coached by Cody Moore. They are 10-8. For the Putnam County Ladies, Elise Perkins, a freshman, Grace Snelly, a senior, Adeline Dickerson, a junior, Carly Seaton, a sophomore, and Jesselyn Knowles, a junior. Elise Perkins, Grace Snelly, Adeline Dickerson, Carly Seaton, and Jesselyn Knowles, the Lady Midgets, 7-7, and coached by Keith Smith. And where we've been introduced, and we're set to play basketball from Green City High School. One of the few gyms left from back in the old days when I played basketball back in 64 and 65, played in this very, very gymnasium. And Dave, don't even think about talking about the sixth man. So Adeline Dickerson will jump center, and Sierra Ballinger will jump center, and the tip is controlled by Putnam County. As with the basketball, well, Carly Seaton, I think, is supposed to be 11. Yep, she's 11. They had her in the program wrong. Seaton tries a three off the left wing, no good, and off of the rebound comes Ballinger. Ballinger across the timeline, gives the ball to Ethan at the top of the key. Bounce pass to the right wing to Maddie Lunsford. Now down in the right corner to Lily Helton, and stolen away by Grace Snelly. Snelly gives the ball to Perkins, and Perkins to Carly Seaton. Seaton takes it right to the dotted line, puts the shot up, no good. And off the rebound comes Ballinger. Ballinger gives the ball off to Celeste Ethan. Ethan to the timeline to Helton, kicks it back out on the right wing to Brittany Jeffries. Jeffries back to Ethan. Free throw line, Helton. Now they come to Jeffries on the left wing, takes it back out, gives it back to Al Ethan between the two circles. Now on the left corner, they go to Helton, kicks it back out to Jeffries at the free throw line. Now three on the way, an air ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. So I think we can change that. That's 11, and she probably turned out to be 10. So Carly Seaton with the basketball. No score in the ball game. We're a minute and a half in as Seaton gives the ball up to Perkins. Now gets it to Jesselyn Knowles, and Knowles makes a bad pass, throws it away, and taken away by Green City. Green City with the basketball as Lunsford gets it in the corner to Ethan, puts it up, bullseye. Celeste Ethan hits the three, and Green City draws first blood as Perkins gives the ball to Knowles on the left wing, to the right wing, back to Perkins in the corner. Now Seaton, Knowles at top of the key for three, bullseye. So a three-pointer for Jesselyn Knowles, and we're tied at three. So now we have a timeout. Somehow a towel got thrown out on the floor. Keith Smith is not real happy. He wondered who threw it out on the floor. So anyway, back to basketball we go. Lily Helton has it on the right wing across the free throw line. Now Ethan's going to try another three. This one's an air ball. We go back to Putnam County. Tied at three with 5:40 left to play in the first quarter. Putnam County with the basketball as Carly Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Seaton gives it to Perkins on the right wing. Out pops Knowles between the two circles to Snelly. And now Perkins, a running 10-footer in and out. No good. And fight for the rebound, and out with it comes Green City. So Green City with the basketball as Jeffries across the timeline. Aitman on the left wing, dribble drive into the paint, puts up the shot, missed it, and drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Carly Seaton. So Seaton picks up her first foul. First team foul against Putnam County, and Celeste Aitman will be at the line. First shot up, got it. 4 points for Celeste Aitman. As Aitman again with four, looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, missed it. A little left, a little short, and off of the rebound, Lily Helt fans out in the right corner. Now they give it back to Aitman on the left wing. Tried to get it inside to Bellinger, and she overthrew Bellinger out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. As Perkins will inbound to Seaton, and Carly Seaton will walk it across the timeline for Putnam County. As she goes to Grace Nelly on the right wing, top of the key to Knowles. Perkins on the left wing. Now Seaton out of the left corner. Left a three-pointer short. Rebound at Lily Hilton. Takes it to the house. Lays up the shot. Missed it, but threw the foul. The foul's going to be on Elise Perkins. So Perkins will pick up the foul. That's going to be her first, second team foul against Putnam County. First shot up, no good by Lily Helton. 4-3. Green City to the lead. Next shot up, got it. So Helton has 1 point, and it's a 2-point Green City lead. As Seaton will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Knowles on the left wing. Knowles to the top of the key. To Snelly, lost it, was picked up by Seaton. Now Perkins gets it inside to Dickerson, puts it up and got it. Adeline Dickerson ties the score at 5. Full court pressure by Putnam County as Jeffries with the basketball. And we have a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Dickerson. That's her first. They tried to get Jeffries in a trap. As into the ball game will come Paige Perley. And out will come Sierra Ballinger. So Athens with the basketball to Jeffries between the two circles. To Perley on the left wing. Athens in the left corner. Tried to get it inside. Pass is batted away and stolen away by Knowles to Seaton. Seaton takes it to the top of the key now on the right wing. Knowles for three. Airballed it, but there for the rebound was Grace Schnelly. They get it back out to Perkins. Perkins gets it back to Seaton and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Perley. Paige Perley picks up her first foul. And Putnam County will have the basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline. Snelly gets the ball into Perkins. Now Snelly will try a three off the left wing. No good. Left it short. And off the rebound comes Perley. They give the ball to Helton between the two circles. Now Lunsford has it on the right wing. Athens in the right corner, back to Lunsford. Lunsford tried to get it to Perley, threw it over Perley's head and out of bounds. A little sloppy in the early going for both teams. As Carly Seaton with the basketball gives it to Perkins. Elise Perkins will bring it across the timeline between the two circles, finds Knowles on the left wing. Now free throw line to Snelly. 15-footer, missed it off the heel of the rim, and out with the rebound is Helton. Helton lost the handle on the basketball. They get it inside to Perkins. She missed the shot from 5. And a rebound, Jesslyn Knowles puts it up. No good, but a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Maddie Lunsford. So Lunsford picks up her first foul. Second team foul against Green City. And Jesslyn Knowles has 3, looking for 4. And the first shot just wouldn't go down. As in the ball game comes Jenna Knowles. And Carly Seaton will sit down for a breather. 3-15 left to play in the first quarter. As Jesslyn Knowles, second free throw, no good. Dickerson has the rebound. Now gets it out to Grace Snelly. Up from 10, got it. 2 points for Grace Snelly. 2-point Putnam lead. Praised you by the Lady Midgets. In the backcourt is Athens. Athens. Had the ball taken away from her by Jesslyn Knowles, and I think they're going to call the foul on Athens. And they will. So Celeste Athan, I'll get it right, Athan is what we're going to call her, picks up her first foul. So here comes Putnam County up by two with the basketball. Perkins gives it to Jenna Knowles, makes a bad pass. As stolen away by Athan, and Athan double dribbled it. So it comes right back to Putnam County. Putnam County will have the basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Perkins will trigger, slaps the basketball, looks for somebody. Still looks and finds Dickerson on the left baseline. Now they swing it around to the right baseline. Jesslyn Knowles back to Perkins on the wing in the corner to Jesslyn Knowles. Drives the baseline. Now kicks it back out to Jenna. That was Jenna getting it out to Jesslyn. And Jesslyn hit it from five. Now pressure in the backcourt. Jenna Knowles at the head of the press. They get the ball across the timeline to Perlay. Perlay to Jeffries, and Jeffries has it on the left wing. Try to bounce pass into the corner. And a bounce pass that goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. They tried to find Maddie Lunsford. They're playing a 1-3-1 offense, and the bottom one has to go back and forth on the baseline the whole time. And now we have a whistle and a foul. Foul against Lily Helton. That's her first. And to the line, we'll go Adeline Dickerson. As Dickerson with two, looking for three. Shots up, no good off the heel of the rim. In for Green City, Hallie Kimmel. And out of the ball game will come Lily Helton. So Dickerson, second free throw on the way. No good off the front of the rim. And Jeffries off the rebound. As Jeffries will bring it across the timeline, gets it down to Lunsford on the right wing. They kick it inside. Shots put up by Perlay. In and out, no good. And off of the rebound, Elise Perkins. Here comes Jesslyn Knowles. Gets it to Snelly on the left lane. Out to Jenna Knowles. Now Perkins on the right wing to Jesslyn. Jesslyn bounce pass to Perkins on the right wing. Down the right block, Jesslyn Knowles turns, puts up the shot, whistle, and a foul. Foul's going to be on Adeline Dickerson. That's her second. So two fouls on Dickerson. As into the ball game will come Macy Hendy for Putnam County. And also into the ball game, Carly Seaton checks back in. Here comes Green City with the basketball as Kimmel had it underneath, lost it, and stolen away by Putnam County. Jesslyn Knowles across the timeline to Seaton on the right wing, across the free throw line. Now Jenna Knowles between the two circles, and a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Maddie Lunsford, and that's her second. So two fouls on Maddie Lunsford. 9-5, Putnam County the lead, 109 left to play in the first quarter. As out of the ball game will come Maddie Lunsford, and Lily Helton checks back in. So Knowles has it on the left wing. Gets it inside to Dick, Andy, puts up the shot, missed it. And here comes Athan across the timeline to the top of the key, looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets the ball over to Lily Helton. She lost it. And Ray Snelly tried to save it in bounds, but she had to put on the end line, so it'll be Green City basketball. Out of bounds underneath her own basket as Athan will inbound. Athan trying to get it in. Her main target was Maddie Lunsford or Helton, and it was knocked out of bounds by Jesslyn Knowles. So Athan will get the ball out to Jeffries at the timeline. Jeffries gets the ball to Perlay, and Perlay tried to force it inside, and the pass is stolen away by Grace Snelly. Gets it ahead to Jesslyn Knowles. Now Jenna Knowles on the left wing, back to Jesslyn for three on the way. No good, but the rebound comes off to Grace Snelly. Her little 10-footer, no good, off the heel of the rim, and a rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Putnam County. So it'll be Green City basketball with 28 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Trailing 9-5 as Helton with the basketball. Dribble drive off the right Wayne no good, threw up an air ball, and Jenna Knowles comes off with it. Jenna Knowles gives it to Seton, and Seton to the top of the key. Bounce past Jenna Knowles on the right wing to Seton, top of the key. Seton down the right lane as she puts up the shot and do the foul, and the foul's going to be on Ethan. So Celeste Ethan just picked up her second personal foul. And to the line will go Carly Seton, looking for her first points of the ball game. First to show up, no good. That's into the ball game for Green City, Kennedy Parrish. And Ethan will check out with 4.6 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Seton's next free throw up, it's good. First point for Carly Seton, 5-point Putnam County lead. As Jeffries to Parrish shows up a prayer, not answered. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Putnam County Ladies 10, Green City Ladies 5. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
When a nasty cold keeps you up all night, Vicks NyQuil Severe gives you powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, which changes a night that sounds like this into a night that sounds more like this. Ah, that's better. NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, sore throat, stuffy head, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold, medicine. Use as directed.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Welcome, everybody, to Green City High School. So we get set to start the second quarter girls game. And Putnam County with a 5-point lead, 10-5. Very low scoring first quarter. A lot of running up and down the floor and a lot of turnovers. And Green City will have the basketball. And here comes the Lady Gophers. Lunsford gives the ball in the corner to Ethan. Ethan tried to force it inside, stolen away by Carly Seaton. Jenna Knowles, and Jenna Knowles tried to find Dickerson underneath the basket, throws it over her head and out of bounds. So here comes Green City after the turnover. Lunsford with the basketball, brings it across the timeline, gives it up to Ballinger, and Ballinger had the ball tipped by Perkins. Now it's loose on the floor. They call it jump ball, and alternating possession will stay with Putnam County. So Grace Nelly will inbound. Gets it to Perkins. Elise Perkins across the timeline. Jenna Knowles has it on the right wing. Out pops Perkins, top of the key. Now Seton dribbles across the free throw line. Perkins off a right wing. Dribble drive along the baseline. Puts up the shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Gets it back out to Seton in the right corner. And Seton will bring it back out to the top of the key. Jenna Knowles. Now Perkins will try it again. A running 10-footer. It's no good. Ethan's off of the rebound. Ethan around one defender and puts the ball inside to Lily Held. Puts it up and in. 3 points for Lily Helton. 10-7, Putnam with the lead and the basketball as Seton will take it on the right wing beyond the arc, still with the dribble, skips it over to Perkins. She'll try the three. It's no good. Dickerson off of the rebound, gets it to Snelly on the left block. Snelly kicks it back out to Perkins on the left wing. Perkins gets it over to Seton on the right wing, and Ethan knocks the ball out of Seton's hands and out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Carly Seton to trigger. Gets the ball to Perkins between the two circles. As Perkins gives the ball to Jenna Knowles. And Knowles tried to get it inside to Grace Nelly. Stolen away by Athens. Puts up the shot. No, that was Helton. Missed the shot. A wide open layup. And Perkins off the rebound. Gets it back out to Snelly. To Seton. Seton to the top of the key. Gives it to Jenna Knowles between the two circles. To Perkins on the right wing. Perkins dribbles to the top of the key. Now Seton on the left wing. Seton to the high post. Grace Nelly. Now Perkins on the right wing. To Seton on the right wing. Seton on the right baseline. tries to kick it inside to Dickerson, and the ball was stolen away by Perlay, and Perlay walked with it. Right. Thank you. And now we've got a timeout on the floor. 5:52 left to play in the first half. It's Putnam County 10 and Green City 7. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
If you have a high school senior, scholarships are available from NEMER and the Foundation for Rural Services. Visit their website at NEMER.net and click on the scholarship link. NEMER's $500 scholarship applications are due by March 31st, so hurry and apply. NEMER Telecom loves to give back to you, their loyal customers. Thank you for allowing NEMER to be your internet service provider.
And welcome back, everybody, to Green City High School. 5:52 left to play in the first half of the girls' game. Putnam County on top, 10-7 with the basketball. It's Nelly in the right corner. Now Perkins out of the right corner for three. Bullseye! Elise Perkins, nothing but net. She has three, and it's 13-7. Putnam with the lead. Praised by Putnam County with the basketball is Maddie Lunsford, and Lunsford was in a double team. She may have drawn the foul. Evidently, she did. The foul's going to be on Grace Nelly, and that's her first. So it'll be Green City basketball out of bounds under the teeth of her own basket. Athens will inbound in the right corner to Helton. Helton tried to get it back out to Perlay. She throws it in the backcourt, and it's going to be over and back. So Putnam County is going to get the basketball back with a six-point lead, their biggest lead so far in this ball game. Jesslyn Knowles will trigger. Knowles slaps the ball, looks for somebody, gets it underneath to Dickerson, puts the shot up, missed it, and the foul is going to be on Sierra Ballinger. So Ballinger picks up her first foul. Madeline Dickerson will go to the line. She has two, looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, pinballs in and out, no good. And it's still 13-7, Putnam County with the lead is Dickerson. Again, two, looking for three. Shots up, left it short, and out with the rebound comes Maddie Lunsford. As Lunsford will bring it across the timeline, gets it ahead to Helton. Helton takes it down the right lane, lays it up and got it. 5 points for Lily Helton. Jesslyn Knowles in a hurry. Gets it down to Dickerson in the right corner. Now Seaton on the right wing. Seaton will take it right to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Dickerson. As back in the ball game, Brittany Jeffries. And out of the ball game will come Paige Perlay. So pressure again by Putnam County. 1-2-2 zone trap. As in the backcourt is Lunsford. Now Jeffries in a double team and walked with it. As she stopped right at the timeline. When she stopped, tennis shoes kept her out on moving. So a turnover gives it right back to Putnam County. As Nelly will give it to Perkins. That's Carly Seaton. Now Perkins on the right wing. Out pops Dickerson, top of the key. Jesslyn Knowles inside Perkins. It was a nice play, but Perkins put up the shot, slipped out of her hand, went clear over the backboard. So, again, pressure by Putnam County. Jeffries with the basketball gets it across the timeline to Helton. Helton to the top of the key. Athan now finds Lunsford in the right corner. Tried to force it inside. Ball stolen away by Jesslyn Knowles, and Knowles was tied up. Alternating possession, I think, will stay with Green City. And it will be. So Athens will inbound underneath her own basket for the Lady Gophers. As Athens looks for somebody, gets it underneath to Helton. Helton kicks it back out to Jeffries, top of the key to Lunsford on the right wing. Lunsford back to Jeffries. Jeffries looks for somebody to throw it to. Between the two circles to the top of the key. Inside Athens, tried to get it inside to Ballinger, and it's stolen away by Putnam County. As Carly Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Seaton to the top of the key, dribbles to the left wing on the left baseline. It goes to Jesslyn Knowles, makes a bad pass, and it's stolen right back by Lunsford. Lunsford to the left wing, Helton on the left wing, back to Lunsford. And they throw it out to Jeffries, and a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Jesslyn Knowles. So Knowles picks up her first foul. That's like to take it. 16 fouls. That's a three-pointer by Athens out of the corner, bullseye. Second three-pointer by Celeste Athens. And it's 13-12. Putnam County up by one. A Seton on the right wing. Top of the key to Perkins for three. No good. And Nellie with a rebound. Puts her shot put back up. Partially blocked. And off with the rebound. And now it's loose on the floor. And they're going to call a foul. And the foul's going to be on Carly Seton. And that's two on Carly Seton. As Jenna Knowles checks back in. Elise Perkins checks out. Also checking out is Ballinger, and checking back in for Green City, Hallie Kimmel. First shot is up, no good by Jeffries, and rebound run down by Grace Snelly. Snelly gets it to Jesslyn Knowles. Now Carly Seton takes it down to the left block to Jenna Knowles. Puts up the shot, no good. And off of the rebound, Jesslyn Knowles puts it back up and in. 7 points for Jesslyn Knowles, back to a three-point Putnam lead. Helton with the basketball, trying to get it inside to Kimmel. Throws the ball over Kimmel's head and out of bounds. Now Elise Perkins will check in. Carly Seton will check out. 2:54 left to play in the first half. 15-12, Putnam with the lead as Perkins has it between the two circles to the right wing, or the left wing, rather. Just Snelly gets it inside to Jesslyn Knowles, puts up the shot, missed it, and Lunsford comes out with a rebound. Lunsford gives the ball ahead to Athens. Athens dribbles through a triple team, lost it, picked up by Helton to Kimmel. Now Lunsford for three, no good, off the left wing, and Jesslyn Knowles off the rebound. As Jesslyn Knowles brings it across the timeline, gives it to Snelly on the left wing. Jenna Knowles on the left wing and walked with it. So turnover, gives it back to Green City. So Jeffries. Now what have we got? Okay, it's 17 fouls against Green City and 16 fouls against Putnam County. Now 17 fouls against both teams. So one of the officials paid attention. Either that or the Green City scorekeeper paid attention. So against the pressure, it was Lily Helton. I was going to say Green City broke the press, but they threw it out of bounds. Lily Helton again tried to find Kimmel and threw it overhead and out of bounds. So Perkins tried to give it to Jesslyn Knowles, and now off Knowles' hand and goes out of bounds. So we've traded turnovers. And again, Green City with the basketball, down by three. Athan brings it across the timeline to the right side of the circle. Stops, pops from about 15, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds, and I think last touched by Grace Snelly. Adeline Dickerson will check out. Macy Hindy will check in for Putnam County. Athan looks for somebody. Kicks the ball out to the top of the key to Jeffries. Jeffries gives Lunsford on the left wing. She dribbles to the top of the key. Now Helton for three, no good. And Kimmel had the rebound, a whistle, and a foul. The foul is going to be on Grace Snelly. That's her second foul. And to the line will go Hallie Kimmel, looking for her first points of the ball game. Her shot up off the backboard, no good. And Jenna Knowles had the basketball. Knocked out of her hand and out of bounds by Kimball. Now Carly Seton will check in. Jesslyn Knowles will set down. As Nellie gets it into Seton. 1:38 left to play in the first half. Putnam on top, 15-12. Seton on the left wing beyond the arc. Seton gives it to Jenna Knowles. As Jenna drills out between the two circles, man-to-man defense by Green City. They give it to Seton at the free throw line. She takes to the left block, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. And the foul is going to be on number, that's Athens, and that's three fouls on Celeste Athens. It's Carly Seaton at the line to shoot two. First shot up off the heel of the rim, no good. As Burleigh checks in, and Athens will check out with 1:20 left to play in the half. Seaton's second free throw up, got it. 2 points for Carly Seaton. 4 point Putnam lead, pressure by Putnam County. Lunsford across the timeline. Gives the ball to Burleigh in the left corner. Lost it, picked up by Hendy. Gets it ahead to Jenna Knowles. Puts up a little 10-foot runner. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. So it'll be Elise Perkins to inbound. Underneath it on basket to Snelly in the left corner. Jenna Knowles to Carly Seaton. Now Perkins in the right corner on the right wing. Seaton stops, pops, and threw up an air ball from 10. And off the rebound comes Helton. Helton to Perlay. Now back to Helton. To the right wing, it goes to Lunsford. Lunsford gives Jeffries to Helton. Now inside, Perlay puts up the shot. No good. Came along with the rebound. Now three, bullseye. That was by Matty Lunsford off the right wing. 16-15, Putnam County up by one with the basketball. Perkins on the left wing. Gives it to Jenna Knowles, left side of the circle. Knowles looks for somebody. Gets it back out to Snelly, top of the key. Now Snelly on the right wing inside the arc. Back to Carly Seaton. Seaton will put up the shot off the baseline. No good. And Jeffries off the rebound. Jeffries gives it to Lunsford. And at the end of the first half with the score, Putnam County 16 and Green City 15. Back in a moment. This is KMAN Sports.
The Putnam County State Bank is a proud supporter of high school athletics. Being locally owned and operated, they can provide their customers with the personal services they're looking for. Putnam County State Bank offers a wide range of individual, business, and agricultural services with a staff that is friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan, where you can always bank with the local folks. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 6 above tonight under mainly clear skies. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 37. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 18. Highs level off around 32 Sunday under partly cloudy skies. 49 Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 16.
And welcome back, everybody, to Green City High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball, on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM. Memphis were at halftime of the girls' game, and Putnam County leading Green City 16-15. Take a look at the scoring for first four Putnam County. Elise Perkins with 3 points. Claire Snelly with two. Grace Snelly with 2 points. Adeline Dickerson with two. Carly Seaton with two. And Jesselyn Knowles with 7. For Green City, Lily Helton with 5 points. Maddie Lunsford with 3. And Celeste Athan with 7 points. Putnam County led 10-5 after one quarter. But Green City has outscored Putnam County 10-6 in the second quarter. And Putnam County leads here at halftime 16-15. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@nemer.net. That's urep@nemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222, 660-947-2222.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code SEMI for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SEMI for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEMI.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook. But that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
And welcome back, everybody, to Green City High School. It's way at halftime of this girls' game. And Putnam County leading Green City by a score of 16-15. Coming up next, the boys' turn. Of course, Putnam County and Green City should be a barn burner. Coming up next week, a full slate of basketball for you on KMEM, as we're going to have four night games on Monday night, two games on Tuesday, four games on Wednesday, two games on Thursday, we think probably two games on Friday, and two games on Saturday. And here's what's going to happen is we're going to start out with the little Plata Invitational Basketball Tournament on Monday as we cover Schuyler County girls and boys and Putnam County girls and boys. And as it turned out, all four teams are going to play on Monday night. Starting at 4:30 girls game, it's a 4-5 matchup. Putnam County, the 5 seed, and North Shelby, the 4 seed. Then at 6 o'clock, a boys 4-5 game. It's Atlanta, the number 4 seed. Schuyler County boys, the 5 seed. Coming up at 7:30, a 1-8 ball game. The number 1 seed, Schuyler County Rams, taking on number 8, Kirksville Junior Varsity. Then at 9 o'clock, the second 1-8 game. Number 1 seed, Putnam County Midgets, taking on number 8, La Plata. And that's just starting things on Monday night. On Tuesday night, I'll be at Clark County High School, Clark County, and Palmyra. Then Wednesday night, we go back to the La Plata tournament. And if everything goes the way I think it's going to go, we'll have two championship semifinals and two consolation semifinals. Then on Thursday night, Putnam County's off from the La Plata tournament, so they're going to do a makeup game, as I'll be at Putnam County High School, Princeton, taking on Putnam County. Then on Friday night, we'll see if we have any consolation games, girls and boys, or even a third-place girls game. That's going to be on Friday night. And then on Saturday, we are anticipating both championship games. The girls' game would be start at 3:30, and the boys' game will follow at 5 o'clock. So that's kind of the way it looks next week as far as basketball goes, but Mother Nature may have a different plan for us. If you hear anything on Tuesday night, I heard Tuesday night a chance of freezing rain And then on Wednesday, a chance of snow, maybe 1 to 3 inches. So here we go. It's February. It's northeast Missouri. Anything can happen after a 50-degree day on Monday. Go figure. 16-15. Putnam County ladies up by one. We're at halftime back. It was a third quarter in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
It's football season again, which means it's football season again. And here at Frank's Red Hot, we've put together a completely exhaustive list of essentials that will bring everyone together on game day. Essential number one, Frank's Red Hot. I mean, come on, people, that was a given. Number two, wings. Like, just so many wings. Okay, it looks like that's it. There's not even a third thing on the page. Do I just say the first two essentials again, or is that weird? Nope, just Frank's and wings? Okay, that's okay, yeah. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
When a nasty cold keeps you up all night, Vicks NyQuil Severe gives you powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, which changes a night that sounds like this into a night that sounds more like this. Ah, that's better. NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, sore throat, stuffy head, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. Use as directed.
The Progressive ABC Insider.
The end game is, it just keeps getting bigger.
No matter how it ends for Netflix's wildly successful Cobra Kai, William Zabka says he wants a finale that's fitting for his character, Johnny Lawrence.
Hopefully there's some resolve. I like, you know, Johnny to find some peace in his life. You know, he was a good kid, just had a bad teacher.
The ABC Insider is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. I'm ABC's Matt Wolf.
Welcome back, everybody, to Green City High School. Both teams back around their respective coaches as we set to start the second half of this girls' game with Putnam County leading Green City, low scoring affair, 16-15. As Keith Smith talks to his Lady Midgets, Cody Moore talks to his Lady Gophers. As Celeste Aitken has hit a couple of threes. She has three personal fouls, and she's back on the floor. So we'll see who gets the ball first. It will be Putnam County. So the starters are back on the floor for Putnam County. Perkins, Snelly, Seaton, Dickerson, and Knowles. And Seaton with the basketball. Gives it to Perkins on the right wing. Gray, Snelly, the left wing. Knowles tried to force it inside to Dickerson. Ball's loose on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession back to Green City. So Jeffries will inbound. Gets it to Athens. Pressure by Putnam County as Athens bounces a pass through to Ballinger, and Ballinger gives the ball to Jeffries across the timeline to Helton, trying to force it inside to Ballinger. And the ball is tipped around, picked up by Seaton, and stolen back by Jeffries, and then Seaton punched it out of Jeffries' hands and picked up the foul. So Carly Seaton with three personal fouls. As Ethan underneath her own basket gets the ball to Ballinger. Shots up, no good. That's Maddie Lunsford. And off of the rebound, Jessalyn Knowles. To Perkins across the timeline. Gives it to Snelly on the left wing. Now to Perkins on the right block. It goes to Jessalyn Knowles. Bounce pass to Adeline Dickerson, puts it up, it goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. As the foul's going to be on Lily Helton. Helton picks up her second foul as Dickerson with four, looking for five, missed a shot, and Lunsford off the rebound. Lunsford now fast to Jeffries, across the timeline, it goes to Athens on the left wing. Athens cut off on the left baseline. Now she steps back three on the way. Bullseye. 3 three-pointers by Celeste Hafen. And we're tied at 18. Perkins gives the ball to Knowles on the right wing. Now Seton on the right side of the circle. Seton inside the arc, looks for somebody, finds Perkins. Perkins will try a three, no good. And Hafen's off the rebound. Hafen gives the ball ahead to Jeffries. Jeffries puts the shot up, missed a wide-open layup, and Jessel Knowles off the rebound. Knowles in a hurry across the timeline, dumps it down low to Dickerson, off the heel of the rim, no good. And Athens comes off with a rebound. Will run the other way. Athens across the timeline, runs right in to Jessel Knowles, and are going to call a foul, I think. Well, they're going to call it on Grace Snelly. So Snelly just picked up her third personal foul. As Jesslyn Knowles, one of the three, she was a little slow getting up. And now Jenna Knowles will check in, and Jesslyn will check out, set down for a breather. Well, they called a foul on, well, no, they hadn't changed it yet. I was going to say Carly Seton. So Maddie Lunsford with the basketball. That's Elton at the timeline, tried to get it inside to Ballinger. Off Ballinger's head and out of bounds. Tied at 18 with 6 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Seton will bring it across the timeline to the right side of the circle, dumps it off to Perkins on the right wing. Jenna Knowles to the free throw line to Snelly. To Perkins on the right wing. Skips it to the left wing to Seton. As Carly Seton around the top of the key, still with the dribble, throws up a shot, missed it, and a whistle and a foul. And they're going to call the foul on Carly Seton. That's her fourth. So four fouls on Carly Seton. And coming in, getting set to check in, is Jesslyn Knowles. So with the basketball is Lunsford. Dribble drive off the left wing. Now she fans back out to the wing. Gives it Jeffries between the two circles. Ethan for three. No good off the right wing. Rebound goes out of bounds. Well, saved in bounds by Lunsford, right to Ballinger. She'll try a three, full five. Maddie Lunsford with 6 points. And now Keith Smith wants a timeout. 5:16 left to play the third quarter. It's Green City 21, Putnam County 18, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEO Sports.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Back at Green City High School, 21-18, Green City with the lead, Putnam with the basketball. As Jesslyn Knowles back in the ball game on the right wing, running 5-footer, no good, gets her own rebound. And then is stolen out of her hand and is stolen back by Jenna Knowles. Puts it up off glass, got it. As Jenna Knowles has her first points of the ball game, Athens with the basketball. Behind the back dribble between the two circles. Now at the top of the key, bounce pass to Jeffries on the right wing. Jeffries back to Athens at the free throw line to Helton. All finally get him down and put up a shot. Jenna Knowles off the rebound at Jesslyn. Bounce pass to Jenna on the right wing. Now Perkins for three. Bullseye! From downtown Green City, Elisa Perkins has 6. And now Putnam County back on top, 23-21. Jeffries takes it right to Snelly, throws up the shot, no good. And Dickerson off the rebound. Gets it out to Perkins. Now Jesslyn Knowles. As Knowles brings it across the timeline to Perkins on the left wing. Running 5-footer, no good. Dickerson off the rebound, over the back. And they're going to call the foul on Dickerson. And that's 3 fouls on Adeline Dickerson. 3:58 left to play in the third quarter. Still pressure by Putnam County. Athens to Jeffries. Now Helton takes it along the baseline to the block, puts it up, missed it, got her own rebound. Now Athens will try another three. No good. Kimmel off the rebound. To the left wing, Perlay. Well, no, is it Perlay or not? I can't tell a 23 from a 33, I guess. As now the ball stolen away by Jesslyn Knowles. No, that's going to be Maddie Lunsford. She's 23. So a turnover gives it back to Putnam County. She's going to call the foul on Kimmel. So Kimmel picks up her first foul. Jesslyn Knowles to Snell on the right side of the circle. Kicks it back out on the left wing to Perkins. Perkins takes it to the house, lays it off glass, missed it. And off of the rebound comes Helton. As Helton tried to get it inside to Kimmel. Now the ball's loose and picked up by Adeline Dickerson. Dickerson to Perkins, gives it to Snelly. And Snelly to Jenna Knowles for three, no good. As Dickerson with the rebound. Her put back, no good, but you do the foul. Foul made, it's going to be on Athens, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Celeste Athens. As she'll have to come out and coming in as Dickerson with four, looking for five shots up, no good. As now Perlay is into the ball game. And Athens sets down as 4 points for Dickerson, looking for five shots up, airballed it. So it'll be Green City basketball against Brasher by Putnam County. Jeffries will inbound and get the ball to Helton. Helton kicks the ball over to Lunsford. Lunsford dribbles into a double team. A nice defense by Jesslyn Knowles and Adeline Dickerson. They caused the turnover. Putnam County up by two with the basketball. As they tried to get it inside to Dickerson, ball stolen or knocked away. Now it's been knocked away again. And finally, Grace Snelly picks the loose ball up. Snelly tried to put up a shot, had it blocked, kicks it back out to Jesslyn Knowles. Now to Jenna Knowles down on the baseline, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Hallie Kimmel, and that's her second. The second foul on Hallie Kimmel. And Elise Perkins will inbound underneath her own basket, 2:32 left to play in the third quarter. In the right corner, it goes to Snelly. Snelly, bad pass, stolen away by Maddie Lunsford. And it's knocked out of bounds and last touched by Lunsford. So, again, a nice defensive play. I think Jesslyn Knowles got that one. Inbounds pass comes to Dickerson, to Snelly. Now Jesslyn Knowles off the baseline, puts up the shot, missed it. That drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Lily Helton. That's her third. So Jesslyn Knowles will go to the line. She'll shoot two shots. She has seven, looking for eight. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 8 points for Jesslyn Knowles. As Hindi will check in, and Dickerson will check out. 3 point Putnam County lead as Knowles, second free throw on the wing, got them both. 9 points for Jesslyn Knowles, 25-21, Putnam with the lead. Long pass down to Lunsford, takes it to the house, lays it up, got it. Somebody lost, Lily Helton. 25-23, Putnam with the lead as Knowles puts the shot up off glass. No good. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on, it's going to be on Hindi. So Macy Hindi picks up her first foul. Jeffries across the timeline to Helton. Helton steps around a pick, puts it up and got it. Wide open shot. For Lily Helton, she has nine. We're tied at 25. Knowles to the top of the key now. Bad pass. And ball is loose. Picked up by Jeffries. Jeffries gives the ball to Perlay and a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Jesslyn Knowles. That's her second. So two fouls on Jesslyn Knowles. To Lee Lunsford inbound underneath her own basket. It's Lunsford. Try to get the ball out to Perlay, batted out of bounds by Elise Perkins. So Perlay will inbound for Green City on the far sideline. As getting set to check in will be Madison McMillan for Putnam County, and out will come Grace Nelly. First break Grace has had in the ball game. So Jeffries with the basketball to Perlay. Now a three-pointer on the way. No good. And Jenna Knowles comes off the rebound. Gives the ball to Jesslyn Knowles. And Jesslyn across the timeline. Tied at the high post. Hendy. Now Perkins for three. No good. And off the rebound comes Helton. As Helton with the basketball. Dribbles through a double team. Loses the ball. Loose on the floor. Picked up by McMillan. Then she's tied up by Kimmel. And alternating possession comes back to Putnam County. 1:12 left to play in the third quarter. Tied at 25. Jesslyn Knowles will bring it across the timeline. Knowles with the basketball. Jenna Knowles on the right wing. Skips it to the left wing to Perkins. Perkins will take it to the hoop. Tries a layup again. Missed it. And Perlay off the rebound. As she gives the ball to Lunsford. And Lunsford carried the basketball right in front of the official. So another turnover. There's a ton of turnovers in this ball game. It's going to come down to who has the last possession, I think. So Perkins gives the ball to Jenna Knowles as it goes right through Jenna's hands and out of bounds. So here comes Green City with under a minute left to play in the third quarter. Lunsford gives it to Perlay on the left wing. Now Helton lays it up. It goes down. It counts. He's fouled. The foul may be on McMillan. Yep, so McMillan will pick up the foul. Madison McMillan. Helton with 11 points, looking for 12. Shot up, off the heel of the rim, no good. Rebound comes out to Jenna Knowles. 27-25, Green City up by two. Here comes Jesslyn across the timeline to Perkins. Now McMillan in the left corner. McMillan dribbles to the left wing, looks for somebody, gets it out to Jenna Knowles. At the free throw line, Hendy got it. Macy Hendy with 2 points. We're tied at 27. As Kimmel gets a pass at the top of the key and walked with it. 16 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Tied at 27. Putnam County will have the basketball. As Jesslyn Knowles will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Perkins on the left wing. In the left corner, McMillan. McMillan puts up the shot. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Helton. 4.7 seconds left to play in the third quarter. So Elise Perkins will inbound underneath her own basket. As Perkins looks for somebody. Gives it to Jesslyn Knowles for three on the way. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter. With the score, we're tied. Putnam County 27, Green City 27. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Deep breaths.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
A blank calendar. Sorry. Back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I want a new laptop for the new year, but I'm working with last year's budget.
It's possible at Staples.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Staples has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. This week, get the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor for just $549.99. You save $180. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/29/22. Limit 2. In-store only.
Welcome back, everybody. Green City High School. 8 minutes left to play in this girls' game, and we're tied at 27. And Green City will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Coming up, the boys' turn right after this one. So Perlay will inbound to Jeffries, and here we go. 2-3 zone for Putnam County as Jeffries gives it back to Perlay at the top of the key. Now on the left wing, they go to Lunsford. They get Then Elton gets it over to Jeffries, and Jeffries goes over and back. Well, it was knocked over and back. Now a bad pass as Jeffries tried to get the ball to Lunsford. Stolen away by Jenna Knowles, and the foul's going to be on Maddie Lunsford, and that's her third. So Elise Perkins will inbound. That's the 16th foul against Green City, 17 fouls against Putnam County. Perkins gets it to Snelly at the high post. Jenna Knowles. Now Perkins will try a three, left it short, and Helton comes off with the rebound. As Helton will bring it across the timeline for Green City. Helton dribbles into a trap on the sideline and doubled and carried the basketball along the timeline. So that press has came in handy for Putnam County tonight. They played it well. Jocelyn Knowles to Perkins on the left wing. Perkins gives it back out to Jenna Knowles, top of the key to Perkins. As Perkins sees an opening, she puts that off glass, no good. And Dickerson had the rebound. Now Jenna Knowles on the free throw line puts up a shot, no good. Grace Nelly got it. And she's tied up by Kimmel. And there's going to be a foul. I think the foul's going to be on Kimmel. So Hallie Kimmel just picked up her third personal foul. And Grace Nelly will go to the line. She'll shoot a one and one. She has four looking or two looking for three. Shots up. Got it. 3 points for Grace Nelly. It's back in the ball game. Will come Sierra Ballinger, and Kimmel will set down. So Snelly with three, looking for four. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 4 points for Grace Snelly, back to a two-point Putnam lead, 29-27. Helton has the basketball, gives it to Jeffries across the timeline to Perlay. Perlay to Ballinger in the right corner inside the arc. A 15-footer, no good. And that was by Lunsford, rolled in and out. They were a foul on the rebound. Well, no, they don't call a foul. Just gives it back to Putnam County. So Jesslyn Knowles to Jenna Knowles on the right wing. Skips it to the left wing to Perkins. As Perkins gives the ball back to Jenna Knowles, top of the key to Jesslyn on the right wing. Tried to force it inside, knocked away by Ballinger. Picked up by Helton. Helton on the right wing to Jeffrey, top of the key to Perlay on the right wing. And had that pass slapped away and picked up by Lunsford, and then she's tied up by Jesslyn Knowles, alternating position, stays with Green City. So Perlay will inbound on the far sideline to Jeffries. Gives it to Lunsford on the right wing. To Jeffries, top of the key, back to Lunsford, beyond the arc on the right wing. Now right side of the circle, and gives the ball inside to Ballinger. Ballinger had it stolen away by Jenna Knowles. Lisa on the floor, they call the jump ball. All of that in possession should come back to Putnam County. It will. Now Carly Seaton will check in with four personal fouls. And Elise Perkins checks out, and Keith Smith wants a timeout. 6:02 left to play in the ball game. It's Putnam County 29, Green City 27. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Back at Green City High School, 6:02 left to play in this girls' game. Putnam County leading 29-27 with the basketball. Carly Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Green City as Jesslyn Knowles has it on the right wing to Jenna at the top of the key. Now Dickerson gets it inside. Jesslyn Knowles turns, puts up the shot, no good. And rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Carly Seaton. So now Cody Moore wants a timeout. 5:43 left to play in the ball game. Bynum County 29, Green City 27. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
The Progressive ABC Insider.
The end game is it just keeps getting bigger.
No matter how it ends for Netflix's wildly successful Cobra Kai, William Zabka says he wants a finale that's fitting for his character, Johnny Lawrence.
Hopefully there's some resolve. I'd like, you know, Johnny to find some peace in his life. You know, he was a good kid, just had a bad teacher.
The ABC Insider is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. I'm ABC's Matt Wolf.
Back at Green City High School, Green City down by two of the basketballs. Helton gives it to Jeffries between the two circles. Now tried to find Lunsford on the left wing, and the pass is punched out of bounds by Jenna Knowles. So Parlay inbounds to Jeffries. They get it to Lunsford on the right wing, in the right corner to Ballinger. Back to Jeffries, top of the key to Parlay on the left wing. It goes to Lunsford. Now Helton in the left corner. Jeffries fires a three, no good. And Jenna Knowles off the rebound, gets it to Jesslyn. Jesslyn Knowles to Carly Seaton, as Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing. Now they get it inside to Dickerson. To Jesslyn Knowles, a running five-footer, got it. 11-point Jesslyn Knowles, now to 4-point. Putnam County lead, 4:45 left to play in the game as Helton gets a left wing, a three-pointer by Lunsford, bullseye. 9 points for Maddie Lunsford, 1 point, Putnam lead, 31-30. Jesslyn Knowles with the basketball, has it between the two circles. Now she'll take it into the paint, puts it out, got it. 13 points for Jesslyn Knowles, 3 point Putnam County lead. Across the timeline, Helton to Jeffries. Now Perlay has it on the left wing. Perlay in a double team. Goes in the left corner to Helton. Try to get inside to Ballinger, left side of the circle. Helton will try a three. No good. And Carly Seaton comes off the rebound. Seaton gives the ball up to Snelly. Back to Seaton. As Carly across the timeline. Bounce past Jesslyn Knowles between the two circles to Dickerson. Dickerson on the right wing. Block. Out on the right wing, it goes to Jenna Knowles. Now gives it to Carly Seaton. Seaton saved it from going out of bounds on the left wing to Jenna Knowles. Jenna takes it to the block, puts up the shot, missed it. Dickerson saves it inbounds. Picked up by Grace Snelly. And a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Helton. So Lily Helton picks up her fourth personal foul. 3:34 left to play in the game. As Grace Snelly will be at the line. She has four, trying to pad the three-point Putnam County lead. As Snelly toes the line, eyes it, fires it, got it. 5 points for Grace Snelly. It's a four-point Putnam County lead, 34-30. As Snelly, four, looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, got them both. 6 points for Grace Snelly. As Athens will come back in the ball game for Green City, playing with four personal fouls. So Jeffries inbounds to Athan. Athan will bring the ball across the timeline, bounce, try to get it to Helton. Pass is slapped out of bounds by Carly Seaton. So Green City will have it out of bounds on the near sideline as Athan will trigger. Ethan looks for somebody, gives it to Jeffries on the left wing. Now Ethan between the two circles to Helton for the three-pointer put up by Jeffries. No good. And off of the rebound, Jenna Knowles to Jesslyn. Jesslyn Knowles to Seton between the two circles. As Seton guarded by Jeffries. Seton stops, pops in 15. No good. And Ballinger comes off the rebound. And a triple team. Now they try to get it to Jeffries. It was tipped, picked up by Jesslyn Knowles. Takes it to the hoop. Puts it up. It wouldn't go down. Danced all over the rim. It went down once and came back out. And the foul's going to be on Sierra Ballinger. So Ballinger picks up her second personal foul. Jesslyn Knowles with 13 points, looking for 14. She'll shoot two shots. First shot up. It's no good off the heel of the rim. 2:55 left to play in the ball game. 35-30, Putnam County up by five. Now it's still five. As Knowles missed the second free throw, but Grace Nelly hustling all the way, ran down the rebound, but stepped on the end line. So it's going to be Green City basketball. As Ethan will bring it across the timeline. Ethan, bounce pass free throw line to Helton. Back to Ethan. Ethan gives the ball to Jeffries on the right wing. Now Ethan between the two circles. Trying to bounce pass to Helton. And it's thrown away by Putnam County, but I think it hit Jesslyn Knowles in the foot. So Ethan on the near sideline. Inbounds on the right wing to Jeffries. As Jeffries back to Ethan. Ethan has the top of the key. Gives it to Lunsford. Now Helton on the left side of the circle to Ethan down the right lane. Jeffries for three. No good. And Jenna Knowles off the rebound with 2:20 left to play in the game. Gives it to Jesslyn Knowles. As Jesslyn backs off between the two circles to find Seton on the left wing. Seton inside the paint puts up the shot. No good. And now Jenna Knowles got it. Got the rebound. Got a loose ball. Put it back up and in from five. Now a bad pass by Ethan. Goes out of bounds. And Cody Moore wants a timeout. 1:57 left to play in the ball game. Putnam County 37, Green City 30, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
1:57 left to play. Putnam County up by seven with the basketball. Elise Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Jesslyn Knowles between the two circles. Inside to Grace Nelly. Guarded by Ballinger. Now the free throw line, Jesslyn Knowles. Takes it to the block and offensive foul on Jesslyn Knowles after a third. So three fouls on Jesslyn Knowles. Still a 7-point Putnam County lead, 1:40 left to play in the game. Jeffries gets the ball to Lunsford on the left wing in the left corner to Helton. Now trying to get it out to Athens. It's stolen away by Jesslyn Knowles to Elise Perkins. Inside to Seton, puts it off glass, got it. As Carly Seton with 6 points. 9-point lead as now the ball almost stolen away by Jenna Knowles. Picked back up by Jeffries. Athens in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline to Lunsford. Inside to Helton. Helton puts the shot up and got it. 13 points for Lily Helton. Now a little pressure by Green City. Charlie Seaton in the backcourt to Jesslyn Knowles. Knowles across the timeline to Jenna Knowles on the right wing. Gets it back out to Seaton. Takes it down the left lane. Gets it back out to Perkins. Jenna Knowles top of the key to Jesslyn on the right wing in the right corner. Looks inside. Bounce pass to Snelly. Snelly gets it to Jenna Knowles. Little 10-footer. Missed it. But Seaton with a rebound. Puts it up. It goes. It counts. And she's fouled. Foul's going to be on Athens, and she just fouled out of the ball game. So Carly Seaton has 8 points, looking for nine as Parlay checks back in. 41-32, Putnam County's biggest lead of the ball game. Seaton with eight, looking for nine shots up. Got it. 9 points for Carly Seaton. 10 points, Putnam County lead. As Dickerson comes in, Grace Nelly will check out. So 36 seconds left as Jeffries will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Lunsford on the deep left wing. Lunsford trying to kick it through to Perlay, stolen away by Jess Lenole to Perkins. As Perkins to Knowles. That's Jesslyn. As Jesslyn Knowles to Jenna Knowles. Jenna on the right wing. Out pops Jesslyn between the two circles. Down to 9 seconds. Eight as Elise Perkins with the basketball to Jesslyn Knowles on the right wing inside to Dickerson. And that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Putnam County 42, Green City 32. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime
You need them. Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic? Install a smoke alarm. Help at fundraisers. Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. Truth is, opioids only mask the pain, and they come with serious side effects, from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Welcome back, everybody. Green City High School, it's the final as the Putnam County ladies win their eighth game of the year by defeating Green City 42-32. They can take a look at the scoring. First four, Putnam County, Elise Perkins with 6 points, Jenna Knowles with four, Grace Snelly with 6 points, Adeline Dickerson with 2 points, Carly Seaton with nine, Jesslyn Knowles with 13, and Macy Hindy with 2 points. For Green City, Lily Hilton with 13 points, Maddie Lunsford with 9, and Celeste Athan with 10 points. Putnam County led 10-5 after one quarter. Green City outscored Putnam 10-6 in the second quarter. Putnam led 16-15 after three at the half. In the third quarter, Green City outscored Putnam 12-11, and we were tied at 27 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Putnam County outscoring Green City 15-5. And Putnam County wins it 42-32. Putnam County improves to 8-7, while Green City falls to 10-9. Coming up, it's the boys' turn, and I'll be back with that one in about 10 minutes. This is KMN Sports.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors, and they include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis. Right now we're at 7:30. Our current temperature 12 degrees after a low this morning of 7, and we are looking for a warm-up for the weekend. We'll be back with more here on KMEM, the boys' turn coming up on 100.5, so stay tuned.